weiß Bescheid.
Entende.
Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Caron Rose.
Good morning, Digipreneur FM family. I hope all of you are doing amazing. It is July 25th, 2021, and we are here for another Sunday edition of our Sunday Motivation segment. So this week, there's been kind of a recurring theme on my mind, and that is, you know, doing my best to limit the excuses for, you know, why I haven't finished something or why I haven't started something. We live in a time where there's just, it's easier to make an excuse to not do something than to actually figure out, you know, hey, let's actually get this thing done. And it's just been on my mind, you know, limit the excuses, you know. It's COVID, you've been packing on a little bit of COVID weight. You know, what's the excuse? The excuse that, you know, I haven't started back to getting myself in shape and working out is, you know, you're either busy or you're doing other things, and you just keep giving yourself these excuses. And I remember there was a motivational video that I did on no excuses. And while I've applied, you know, that logic for many other parts of my life, you know, not giving myself the excuse to, again, you know, not do something, as long as it makes sense for me to do and I know the benefits and I know that I need to get it done, just doing my best to limit the excuses so that I can forge ahead and complete the objective. But when it comes to other parts of my life where maybe, you know, I'm not too keen or I'm not overly enthused to get it done, it just happens that, you know, we come up with all of the excuses in the world, right? And so this week is really the theme, like I said, that has been on my mind is, you know, just limiting the excuses for, you know, not completing some of the stuff. And so on this week, I want to play back that motivational video that I did on no excuses, because I think it'll serve as a reminder for me, you know, limit the excuses. And if you haven't heard this motivational video that I did called No Excuses, you know, this will be your first time hearing it. And also, I hope that it provides you some inspiration for this week to once again, you know, just get things done and let's try to limit the excuses and let's find ways mentally that we can reconstruct the conversation we have in our own heads, you know, to get things done. Sometimes when we're looking at, you know, again, I'll take the gym. We might hate the gym, right? I've never been a fan of the gym, right? And that is always that's a story in my head when it comes to the gym. I've never been a fan of the gym. It's just never been my thing. But I have been somebody who has been in sports and in the gym for the majority of my life. But when I sat back this week and I kind of realized, you know, well, how is it that you've just come to just never like the gym? You know, and why was it that, you know, for years of your life, you know, all you did was work out in the gym? You know, what was the story back then? And then this week it kind of hit me. I was never a fan of the gym, but the story that I had that motivated me to go to the gym had nothing to do with the gym. I was into sports. I played basketball. I played soccer competitively. And because a lot of my closest friends were in the gym, you know, working out, getting better at their game, the story that I had in my head that that motivated me to go was, well, if I want to play, if I want to see the court, if I want to get on the field, I need to be better than my peers. And the only way for me to be better than my peers is to outwork them. So if I need to be able to run faster, I need to be able to run longer, I need to be able to jump higher, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going with them, and I'm going to outwork them there. That way, when I get on the field, you know, I'll be able to compete, and I'll be able to compete at a high level. So the story for me was, it was never about, you know, the gym and getting physically fit. It was, no, I love sports so much, and I loved competing and working out and working with my peers and being in an environment with them. And what would get me on the field was, you know, was to outwork them in and off the field, right? So that was the story that I had going to the gym, right? So that's what allowed me to not have an excuse not to go. If you want to play, you got to go and work out. You got to go and get better. And now, since I'm not playing sports and some of my closest friends are not in Trinidad, I just did the lack of motivation to go to the gym. Well, it's not there. And it's also because I just never had it from the beginning, right? So again, this video is really to, you know, remind me to limit the excuses and give you guys some inspo for the week. So without further ado, folks, here is the audio version of the video, No Excuses. Trinidad and Tobago, our home. 6 years later, and I am more in love with it now than ever before. Look around, our home is beautiful. So much has happened. Some feel like our problems will never finish, but many of us know this is our time. For we see all of the problems, but we smile. We smile because we are busy experimenting and creating the solutions. You see, we don't want to run and build up another country. Not when we have some of the most creative and determined minds right here that can solve what has plagued us for so long. Being an entrepreneur from and in the Caribbean feels rebellious. With so many limiting beliefs floating around and people working hard to keep us from really pushing the limits of what we can accomplish, we have no choice but to forge our own path and carve our own space in the world. Entrepreneurship is not about being self-employed, but having the mindset that will allow you to see no limits to what can be achieved. We need more Caribbean entrepreneurs, more free thinkers, more people who are simply not willing to accept any more excuses. Knowing we have everything we need to create the life that we want, it all starts with us. No more blaming, no more excuses. I hope that touched somebody. I hope that gave somebody some motivation for this week to go out, create solutions to a problem that you are facing, to limit the excuses not to accomplish your goals. We need all of us operating at a high level, now more than ever, especially in the Caribbean. We need everybody. It's all hands on deck. We need everybody trying to become the best version of themselves. Because if we can change ourselves individually, collectively, we will become a much, much better people. And we will solve a lot of the challenges that we are facing across the region. So folks, Sunday Motivations. This episode was nice, short, and sweet. And I hope to talk to you guys again during the week as we have more podcast episodes coming out. We also have a couple of Digipreneur Live events happening this week that will be broadcasted on social media and on the email list as well. So I hope to see you guys in the live sessions, or you guys can catch the replay on YouTube. All right. My name is Karen Rose, folks. Don't forget to check out the digipreneur.fm website. Subscribe to the email list, jump on the notification list as well so you never miss a beat. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.